Welcome to Crosley Field in Cincinnati, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Stan Heck. Batting second. The second baseman, Billy Hermann. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting fourth. The catcher, Ken O'Day. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Joe Mardy. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Frank Demery. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Phil Cavaretta. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Billy Gerges. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Clay Bryant. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Clay Bryant. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Lonnie Frey. Batting second. The left fielder, Wally Burger. Batting third. The right fielder, Ivel Goodman. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Frank McCormick. Batting fifth. The catcher, Ernie Lombardi. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Harry Kraft. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Lou Riggs. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Billy Myers. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Paul Derringer. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Paul Derringer. And now, play ball. Stan Heck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heck strikes out. One out. Billy Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a fly ball into center field. Kraft settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Myers misplays the ball. That's an error on Myers. Ken O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frey fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey takes first base on ball four. Wally Burger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burger strikes out. There goes Frey. The throw from O'Day to second, and Frey is out. Two outs. Ivel Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hermann scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Joe Mardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mardy hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Goodman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges takes first base on ball four. Cavaretta moves to second. Clay Bryant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryant hits a ball on the ground towards third. Riggs fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick hits a fly ball into center field. Mardy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Lombardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardi hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. O'Day settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Kraft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraft strikes out. The ball gets by O'Day. He chases the ball to the backstop. Kraft moves to second. Lou Riggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riggs hits a line drive into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0 for 1 in the game. Hack strikes out. One out. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0 for 1 in the game. Herman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 1 in the game. Reynolds hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ken O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Reynolds. The throw from Lombardi and he is safe. Reynolds steals second. Ken O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Day hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Frey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Billy Myers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myers strikes out. One out. Paul Derringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Derringer strikes out. Two outs. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Frey hits a fly ball into center field. Marty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Joe Marty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marty is 0 for 1 in the game. Marty hits a line drive into left center field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 0 for 1 in the game. Demery hits a ball on the ground towards short. Myers fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Myers. Marty moves to third. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cavaretta hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Marty scores. Demery moves to second. It's 1-0, Cubs. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Gerges bunts towards first. McCormick scoops it up and throws to first, with Frey covering, for the out. Demery moves to third. Cavaretta moves to second. One out. Clay Bryant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryant is 0 for 1 in the game. Bryant hits a line drive to center field. Kraft throws towards Myers. Myers fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Myers. Kraft throws the ball into Myers, who tags Bryant trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Demery scores. Cavaretta scores. Bryant moves to second. It's 3-0, Cubs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Lombardi for a passed ball. Bryant moves to third. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0 for 2 in the game. Hack hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Goodman. Hack reaches second base with a double. Bryant scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-0, Cubs. Billy Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0 for 2 in the game. Hermann hits a fly ball into right field. Goodman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Lombardi settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Lombardi. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Reynolds hits a fly ball into center field. Kraft settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Wally Burger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burger is 0 for 1 in the game. Burger hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hermann settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ivel Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 1 in the game. Goodman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Marty. Goodman reaches second base with a double. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 0 for 1 in the game. McCormick hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bryant fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ernie Lombardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardi is 0 for 1 in the game. Lombardi hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bryant fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ken O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day is 0 for 2 in the game. O'Day hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Marty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marty is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Marty hits a ball on the ground towards third. Riggs fields it and throws to first for the out. O'Day moves to second. One out. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 0 for 2 in the game. Demery hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. O'Day moves to third. Jim Weaver now pitching. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Cavaretta hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Goodman. Cavaretta reaches second base with a double. O'Day scores. Demery moves to third. It's 5-0, Cubs. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Gerges hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lombardi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clay Bryant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryant is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Bryant hits a ball on the ground towards third. Riggs fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Riggs. Demery scores. Cavaretta scores. Bryant moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 7-0, Cubs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hack hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bryant scores. Hack moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 8-0, Cubs. Billy Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0 for 3 in the game. Hermann takes first base on ball 4. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Reynolds takes first base on ball 4. Hack moves to third. Hermann moves to second. Ken O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. O'Day hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frey fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Harry Kraft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraft is 0-for-1 in the game. Kraft strikes out. One out. Lou Riggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riggs is 0-for-1 in the game. Riggs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Myers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myers is 0-for-1 in the game. Myers strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Whitey Moore now pitching. Joe Marty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marty is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Marty hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-0, Cubs. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Demery strikes out. One out. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. Cavaretta takes first base on ball 4. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cavaretta. The throw from Lombardi and he is safe. Cavaretta steals second. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gerges hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cavaretta scores. It's 10-0, Cubs. Clay Bryant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryant is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Bryant strikes out. Two outs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gerges. The throw from Lombardi and he is out, Frey applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Whitey Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Herman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Frey hits a pop-up towards short. Gerges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Berger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 0-for-2 in the game. Berger hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. O'Day settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Hack hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Herman hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Riggs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hack. The throw from Lombardi and he is safe. Hack steals second. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCormick scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Reynolds for the out. Hack moves to third. Two outs. Ken O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. O'Day strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Ivel Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Goodman takes first base on ball 4. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 0-for-2 in the game. McCormick takes first base on ball 4. Goodman moves to second. Ernie Lombardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardi is 0-for-2 in the game. Lombardi hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. Goodman moves to third. McCormick moves to second. One out. Harry Kraft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraft is 0-for-2 in the game. Kraft hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Goodman scores. Two outs. It's 10-1, Cubs. Lou Riggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by O'Day for a passed ball. McCormick moves to third. Lou Riggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riggs is 0-for-2 in the game. Riggs hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Reds 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Joe Marte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marte is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Marte hits a fly ball into center field. Kraft settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Demery strikes out. Two outs. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles, a double, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Cavaretta hits a pop-up towards short. Myers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Lee Gamble pinch hits for Billy Myers. Lee Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dusty Cook pinch hits for Whitey Moore. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Frey hits a fly ball into center field. Marte settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Reds 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Justin Stein now playing shortstop. Gene Schott now pitching. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Gerges hits a ball on the ground towards third. Riggs fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Clay Bryant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryant is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Bryant hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCormick scoops it up and throws to first, with Schott covering, for the out. Two outs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 3-for-5 in the game, with two singles and a double. he's got two RBIs. Hack hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Berger. Hack reaches second base with a double. Billy Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk. Hermann hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Berger. Hermann reaches second base with a double. Hack scores. It's 11-1, Cubs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Lombardi for a passed ball. Hermann moves to third. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Reynolds hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Frey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 11, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Wally Berger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 0 for 3 in the game. Berger hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 11-2, Cubs. Ivel Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Goodman hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Demery. Goodman reaches second base with a double. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. McCormick hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Reynolds. McCormick reaches second base with a double. Goodman scores. It's 11-3, Cubs. Ernie Lombardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardi is 0 for 3 in the game. Lombardi hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Marty. Lombardi reaches second base with a double. McCormick scores. It's 11-4, Cubs. Bucky Walters pinch runs for Ernie Lombardi. Harry Kraft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraft is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Kraft hits a ball on the ground towards short. Georges fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lou Riggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riggs is 0 for 3 in the game. Riggs hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bryant fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Walters moves to third. Two outs. Justin Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein hits a fly ball into center field. Marty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 11, and Cincinnati Reds, 4. Goodbye from Crosley Field in Cincinnati.